Welcome back to TJ Inspires Weekly Podcast. This week's topic is how to believe in yourself when people don't support you. Good topic. As much as we would love our family and friends to be supportive of our hopes and dreams and goals, sometimes that just isn't the case. Do you just give up? You know God gave you this vision, but do you just give up or do you keep pressing forward? So how do we shake off other people's negative comments, and even sometimes our own negative comments? I've discovered some tips that I've learned along my journey I'm going to share with you. First, discover your life purpose and mission. It all starts with designing a life plan for yourself and setting some goals. When you set a goal for yourself, even if it's just a small one, then you achieve it, then you increase the level of confidence within yourself. Realize your goals one by one. Your belief in yourself will begin to take off. Soon your accomplishments will start to add up and your self-esteem will skyrocket. And then when you start getting on TV, taking trips, and going after your dreams and they see you, they have another choice to jump on the bandwagon, then that may be too late. Two, tell yourself you can. Some self-positive thinking. Tell yourself you can. The way you treat yourself has significant impact on your belief in yourself. Be mindful of the mess you think and say about yourself. Tell yourself you can do it. Better yet, try these tricks. Look at yourself in the mirror. Right now, go to the mirror and say, I believe in you. I believe in you. This exercise may feel awkward or uncomfortable, but I can tell you from my own experience that it works. If you're afraid to try it, there's another trick. Get some post-it notes and just write your goals and your dreams, some positive words on there. So every time you look in the mirror, that you see those positive words and you're attacking your goals, you're going after them. One, you have to celebrate your accomplishments. If no one else celebrates your accomplishments, you have to do it yourself. If you focus intensively on achieving your goals, you may find it harder to believe in yourself until you reach your goal. Instead, you can celebrate your accomplishments along the way. Small baby steps. Acknowledge your progress, build your confidence. You're on your way up, keep up the good work. Four, get a support system. Get around like-minded people. There are many groups on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, there are blogs. Get around like-minded people that have the same dreams and goals as you are. Build a support system, build a network. Networking is very important. I had to learn that myself. Get around like-minded people that are on the same mission as you. Network. Networking is the key. Five, love life and don't waste time. In this day and age, don't get suckered into a whirlpool of negativity and despair. It's going to take some time. You're going to have many days where you just want to give up. But again, you have to have some positive thinking. Personally, I inherited my negative attitude when I was growing up, and it's been difficult to shake. In fact, I'm still working on it. Again, you have to be your own cheerleader. Don't look for somebody else to be your cheerleader. Whatever it is, God has given you that vision, He will see that it's manifested. But again, you have to believe in yourself. A huge part of believing in yourself when nobody else does is resting and developing the capability to rise above the haters and naysayers otherwise. It is about learning to love life and yourself in such a way that no one could diminish you. Again, you have to be your own cheerleader. It's TJ with TJ Inspires. Thank you so much for tuning into our weekly podcast. Where can you find us? We're on Facebook at TJ Inspires, Instagram, TJ Inspires. So everything is TJ Inspires. So just Google us. Again, thank you so much for tuning into our weekly podcast. Again, be your own cheerleader. You can do it. I know if I can do it, you can do it. Again, see you next week.